Introducing Body Armor Edge Sports Hydration with a boost of caffeine. With 100 milligrams of caffeine and 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes, Body Armor Edge is boosted hydration for today's athletes.
College Basketball Insider.
Some news and notes from around the world of college basketball.
In-studio correspondent for WFAN and CBS Sports Radio.
Attention, please, to John Rothstein. Please report to St. Joe's.
The Insider's Insider.
Joining us now with his thoughts and a break it down, John Rothstein.
It's College Hoops Today with John Rothstein.
Let's put the women and children to bed and go looking for dinner. John Rothstein here on the College Hoops Today podcast. Later in this podcast, we are going to be joined by Baylor head coach Scott Drew. Want to remind you to subscribe to the College Hoops Today podcast on Apple Podcasts. We want to be your Bible for the college basketball season and beyond. We are the only college basketball podcast coming to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. Also want to remind you to check out the College Hoops Today fan page on Facebook. Give us a like, give us a review. Let us know what you think of the product we're bringing you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. And also send me your questions on Twitter. I'll get to them later in this podcast. I'm at John Rothstein. That's John, J-O-N. And a reminder to find and listen to the College Hoops Today podcast on all the popular podcast platforms. And I want to let you know that today's episode of the College Hoops Today podcast is being sponsored by Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com today. Now, we look at, obviously, your Geico needs and their set, but the big picture, the big focus is, as we are taping this podcast right now, we are just 6 days away from Selection Sunday, and the big thing I think we look at going into championship week is the four number one seeds for the NCAA tournament seem pretty much set. Gonzaga, Baylor, Michigan, and Illinois. The big questions I have, though, is what is going on with the injury situations to key players on some of the top teams entering the NCAA tournament. Eli Brooks left Michigan's game on Sunday against Michigan State with an apparent ankle injury. After scoring 12 points in the first half, Iowa's Joe Wieskamp left the Hawkeyes game against Wisconsin on Sunday. He did not return. Joe Wieskamp emerged as a real capable number two option behind Luka Garza in the last month for the Hawkeyes. Mike Boynton, the head coach of Oklahoma State, told me early on Monday morning that there is no word yet on the availability for both Cade Cunningham and Isaac Likely for this week's Big 12 tournament in Kansas City. Neither played in Saturday's win at West Virginia. And also, we have to look at the Villanova situation with Justin Moore. Moore suffered an ankle injury in Saturday's loss at Providence. Remember, this is the player that was going to step into a much bigger role after Colin Gillespie was hurt last season with a torn MCL. He's going to miss the rest of the season. And obviously, these injuries will impact some of the teams that are going to be some of the higher-seeded teams in the NCAA tournament. One team that's going to be one of the top seeds in the NCAA tournament is Baylor. The Bears had an unbelievable week, winning at West Virginia, beating Oklahoma State, and beating Texas Tech on Sunday behind 35 points from Maceo Teague. What is the state right now of the Bears heading into the postseason? We'll find out when Scott Drew, the head coach of Baylor, joins the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein coming up next. Before we talk to Baylor Scott Drew, a reminder that today's podcast is brought to you by my favorite sports drink, Body Armor, and their new sports drink plus caffeine called Body Armor Edge. With 100 milligrams of caffeine and 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes, Edge has Body Armor's proven hydration formula now boosted with a kick of caffeine to keep you going through the last buzzer. Plus, it's got antioxidants, B vitamins, and no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. It's more than a sports drink. It's Body Armor Edge. Get your edge today. Baylor is 21-1, winners of the Big 12 regular season title, entering this week's Big 12 tournament in Kansas City. The head coach of the Bears is Scott Drew. He now joins the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Coach, what is your feel about your team right now getting set to start the postseason?
Well, first and foremost, I can tell you going into senior night, every coach is always nervous because they want the seniors to go out with a great performance and, most importantly, a win so they have a great memory of their last game. And we were really blessed. Maceo Teague had one of those special nights. 10 for 12 from three, 35 points. And then Mark Vidal had 15 rebounds, 10 points, a double-double, and we got the win. So a coach can't be any happier than that for senior night.
Well, that's obviously always something that you want to see completed in good fashion, and it was. I'm curious, though, you know, the complexion of your team is back to being what it was prior to when, obviously, you went on a pause for COVID-19 for a couple of weeks. I'm curious, Scott, for your team, did the complexion change at all within your program when you lost a game for the first time because there was no longer the talk about going undefeated?
No, I can tell you that our guys all season long, it's been a player-led team. We've had great maturity, and everything they've done, they've taken in stride. And I'll give a perfect example. In our last game, Texas Tech, I think, banks in a three from 25 feet, and then we just, right. Instead of putting the heads down or whatever, we come down and we get a great look and get a three to answer. And I think that's kind of indicative of our season from the standpoint when another team makes a play, when we lose a game, we refocus, we're on to the next play, and that's just a credit to the upperclassmen and their player leadership that, you know what, you got to handle adversity, you got to handle success. Coming off that pause, we knew it wasn't going to be easy. And but still, the guys only lost one game coming off a three-week pause, and that's playing top 25 teams, and that's a heck of an accomplishment and shows their toughness. So I couldn't be any more pleased.
What was it like when you went so long without playing a game?
Well, I heard Jared Butler give an interview, and it was he said he felt like a regular college student. I mean, normally in February, right. You're gearing up for March Madness. And no practice. He's stuck at home, and you're just watching games. And again, for 3 weeks, our team wasn't able to get better. We practiced 2 days before our first game against Iowa State. So everybody else in the country got better for 3 weeks. We got worse. And it's a credit to their toughness and dedication to come back. And when we were able to practice and be in the gym, really get after it. And the one blessing, as I said, once we got through the rust and got back to doing things, hopefully it'd be a blessing on the back end. And what I mean by that is come March, you know, we're getting ready to go to Kansas City. We're going to be with each other. Then you go to Indianapolis, and hopefully you're there for a long time together. But since we had that break in February, hopefully we're not sick of each other by the time this thing's all over with either.
No question. Baylor head coach Scott Drew joined the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Bears 21-1 right now since obviously having the season canceled last year. They were going to be a number one seed in last year's NCAA tournament. Will be a number one seed on Selection Sunday again this year. And Scott, you know, I'm curious too. You can always call different people in coaching on how to deal with certain situations, but you had never been in a situation in coaching, obviously, where you went through a pause due to COVID-19. How did you find the manual to navigate that situation?
Well, and every coach, as you know, is in that predicament this year. What I tried to do was lean on a couple coaches that had recently gone through one, like our extended one, and had a similar pause. And what I mean by that is there's pauses for contact tracing, there's pauses because other teams can't play, and then there's pauses because you have players that have COVID. And I obviously can't go into that part of it as far as who had it and whatnot, but talking to other coaches that were on pause for similar reasons to us, how did they handle it? What did they recommend? And I really got some great advice. And the first thing that stood out was be real positive with your team, because when you come back, it's not going to be your team. It's going to take some time to get going. It's kind of like you're on a highway, you're going 75 or 70, whatever your speed limit is, and now you pull off. And then you get back on that ramp and you're going 30, 40, 50, 60. You got to get caught up to the speed limit. And our first game back, Iowa State played great, deserves a lot of credit. But I know we weren't what we're used to being. And same thing at Kansas, same thing West Virginia. We started to get our legs back. And coaches always ask, strength coaches and assistant coaches, how were warm-ups? And each game back, we had more pop, more energy. So you knew you were getting closer. But that was great advice to stay positive, especially in the beginning, because it's going to be frustrating for the players, too. When you get on that highway and everyone's passing you, You're like, what's going on? You're used to being the fast car out there. And then the other thing with that is the general theme is it takes four games. Now, I didn't share that necessarily with their players because we didn't want to take four games to get back. But I think that was accurate for the most part. On that fourth game, you really feel like you're back to where you were. And sorry, that's a long answer. But again, I think coaches, one thing that's really during this whole pandemic has been amazing to me is the brotherhood as far as trying to help each other. First, scheduling games so our players could play. Second of all, passing on information to help each other because none of us have been through this.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And I'm curious, you know, what were your feelings after your first week back when you, you know, narrowly beat Iowa State and then you had your first loss against Kansas?
Well, and right then and there, you're trying to just stay the course because you don't know. You hear it takes four games, but at the same time, that's over 2 week period playing two games a week, and we're playing I think five in 2 weeks. So we had the Cliff Notes version of everything, and just had to speed everything up. So trying to stay positive and as quick as we could. Hopefully get back to form. And that's what's great about the Big 12 is you never have to worry about any motivation. I mean, playing at Kansas, playing at West Virginia, playing Oklahoma State, great coaches, great programs. Our guys are fired up to play against the best.
Well, and the Big 12 does bring the best. And, you know, the game you had, obviously, last week against West Virginia, I thought was the best game of this college basketball season. What did you learn about your team after that game that maybe you didn't know prior?
It just reconfirmed everything that I knew, and that is we got a really tough bunch. They really care about each other, love one another, play for each other. And that game was an amazing game, like you said, because it was so many great plays back to back to back. I mean, we'd make a great play. They would come down and make a great play. As a coach, those are one of those games where you're really blessed to think, you know what, I got the best seat in the house.
No doubt about it. Now, I'm curious because, you know, one of the things that we talked about, obviously, early in the season was your interior defense because you lost Freddie Gillespie, who was an anchor for your team last year in the tremendous season that it had. Have you even surpassed your own expectations about how good you've been all around this year without a player like Freddie Gillespie?
Well, you know, every year you go into the season hoping for the best, but I think you look at it best case, worst case, and then usually you're somewhere in between. And you look at we've had great leadership, great chemistry. We haven't had a lot of injuries. Now, like everybody, we've dealt with COVID, but as you know, you get a season-ending injury to a player, and that changes things too. And we've been blessed not to have that. And as far as everything you could ask for. I mean, winning the first conference championship, which was a goal and a big reason why the players returned from last year. First time since 1950, going undefeated at home for the first time since 1948, being ranked in the top five all season, and just handling the success and adversity that you have during the season, staying together. Couldn't be more proud of this group and very blessed to be able to coach such a mature player-led team.
Well, and obviously when you have great guards, it's easier to have player-led teams in college basketball. And, you know, I've been saying this for weeks right now. Everybody knew coming into the season that Jared Butler was going to be an All-American, but you have another All-American in the backcourt in Davion Mitchell. Scott, from the time you got him on your campus since he transferred from Auburn, what's the biggest differences in Davion Mitchell now versus then?
Well, first and foremost, his shooting ability, and that's come from hours and hours of hard work and dedication that he's put in. And I think he's put in all the time necessary to become a great shooter. But with that, then comes the mental part of it, and that is when you miss a shot, you miss a free throw, that it doesn't affect you. I mean, Steph Curry's of the world, they can miss 20. And they think the next one's going in, and he's arrived at that level. At the same time, he's still the great teammate. He loves to pass the ball. Still one of the best college defenders, if not the best out there, him and Mark Vidal. And every day, iron sharpens iron. Jared and Davion get each other better, as do Adam Flagler, L.J. Crier, and Maceo Teague. And I loved your tweet yesterday about Maceo. I mean, he had 35. and tied the school record with 10 threes and two off the Big 12 record. And I tell you what, a lot of those were tough shots. And I saw a stat the other day that who he guards shoots only 17% from the field. I don't know. I didn't look into the accuracy of that, but I wouldn't doubt that because he's an outstanding player.
No, he definitely is an outstanding player. He had a great game yesterday. So here's the million-dollar question. We have multiple All-Americans in your backcourt. You know, you have Davion Mitchell, you have Jared Butler. Macy Oteague proved again this past week what a great player he is. But the guys, too, that are going to come off the bench, Adam Flagler and LJ Cryer, are capable of being starters on other Big 12 teams and having an impact. How have you gotten those guys to hang in there as they wait their turn here in the Baylor backcourt?
Well, and that's something with the culture of our program, and it starts with the upperclassmen that do an unbelievable job making the freshmen feel a part of everything, explaining everything to them, making sure they're valued and appreciated, and then helping them because, as you know, they'll be in those shoes very soon, and that's been something that we've had so many players that have transferred and sat out and gotten better, and we've had players that have come in and taken some time and then at the end of the day finished lottery picks. So a 6 pick redshirted, a 12 pick never started to a senior year. So there's something about being in that lab and getting better, but if you don't like the people you're with, you're not gonna persevere and handle it. And again, that goes back to the players deserve a lot of credit. Our staff, we got a great staff. They do a great job. But our bench, I mean, Matthew Meyer, Everyday John, Adam Flagler, LJ, it doesn't matter who comes in. They've been tremendous all year long. And as you know, it's not your night every night. And that's why you have to have multiple people that can be there to have big nights.
Well, and obviously your guards have had big nights all season long, and I think that's one thing that, you know, we've seen in the Big 12 is that every night feels like an event in the Big 12. 70% of this league is going to play in the NCAA tournament. And Scott, I think all seven are in a situation where they will be able to advance to the Sweet 16 and get to the second weekend. What has it been like this year to go through the gauntlet?
I can tell you that we're really been in the league 18 years, and the coaches get along as well, if not the best. And I think it's so much respect for each other and the programs that they've built. And that's been something where during the pandemic, all of us working together as far as scheduling games with the league, and then just appreciation when games are played. And then I can tell you that once we're in a challenge or non-conference or when it comes tournament time, there's nobody that cheers harder for each other than we do, because the last 6 out of 7 years, we've been ranked the top conference, and there's a reason for that. It's the depth. And last year, it's unfortunate because I thought we could have maybe had multiple teams in the Final Four for the first time in a while, and hopefully this year we can do that, because, as you know, there's a lot of great teams in the Big 12 this year and a lot of talented players. I tell you, each night you get ready to play a game and you're like, man, this guy's really good. He's going to have a great pro career.
No question. Scott, you know, one of the teams, too, that I think, and, you know, I'm sure a lot of people think that, too, with what they did on Saturday at West Virginia, that has the requisites to be, you know, obviously a dynamic team in the NCAA tournament is Oklahoma State. What has it been like to watch the Cowboys early in the season? And then I know that you saw them, obviously, you know, later in the year.
Well, Coach Boynton's done a tremendous job because they've had different injuries and things to deal with all year, and it's a younger team, and he's really got them playing well. An outstanding coach, but so impressed with Cade and his leadership. And a lot of times the freshman comes in, and he's going to be the top one or two picks in the draft, and they're maybe not a great teammate, though. And what I mean by that is Cade's walking off. We just played him, and he's talking to this is at a timeout. He's talking to one of their players, and he's talking to him like a coach. Hey, I know you're tired. We need you to get back on defense. We need this. And I had to do a double take, like, who's talking to this guy? And his maturity I mean, we've had so many great players in the Big 12, from Blake Griffin, Kevin Durant, Beasley. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And Cade's maturity is something that's really special about him. And he's been a great teammate. And this whole year, I definitely wouldn't want to play Oklahoma State in the tournament. And hopefully we're not in their bracket.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And as you get set now to get into a situation after the Big 12 tournament that you're going to go to Indianapolis for an extended period of time, how do you prepare not just obviously to be in Indianapolis for what you hope is a long time, to be in a scenario where for all intents and purposes, you know, you're going to have your team in a confined environment for that set of time?
Well, this is something that normally you don't have that opportunity to spend that quality time with your team. And I know our staff is really excited. We got some great ideas and things that we're going to do with them and get a chance to have discussions and talk about things that normally you don't have time to talk about. At the same time, we got some fun things planned. So, you know, our team's a big Uno team. So I see a couple Uno tournaments on the horizon.
I hear you. What are the biggest keys for Baylor to obviously have a great postseason and, you know, a situation where they can be playing for a really long time?
Well, that's what makes March Madness March Madness. This isn't the NBA where the best team advances because it's 4 out of 7. This is a 40-minute game. Anything can happen in 40 minutes. So we're going to try to control what we can control. We'll try to stay injury-free. We're around a long time, but that's again why everyone watches March Madness. In 40 minutes, anything can happen.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And obviously, there's been a tremendous link between Baylor and Gonzaga the entire season. You were supposed to play in December. It never happened. Have you thought about hooking up with the Zags, obviously, in the NCAA tournament since you didn't have the opportunity to play them in December?
Well, Coach Few is a good friend, and our staffs are really close. So much respect for each other's programs. And once we didn't play, we said, hey, you know what? Let's meet here, championship game. And we're going to do everything we can to keep our end of the deal, and I'm sure they're going to do the same. So I know our players would love to have a chance to play against them because of the respect. And, again, the competitors want to play against the best, and it's fun watching them play, and we'd love to have an opportunity to compete with them.
All right. Well, I appreciate a couple of minutes, Scott. I know how busy you are. Stay positive, test negative, and as always, look forward to staying connected along the way.
Thank you, John, for all that you do. Rest that voice. We got a big march, baby.
We'd like to thank Baylor Scott Drew for joining us on the College Hoops Today podcast. Before we get to our social media portion of the show, I want to tell you about Stereo. We hope you're enjoying this week's College Hoops Today podcast and hearing what we have to say, but now we want to hear your take. No one's more opinionated than sports fans, and now there's a way for you to be a part of the show. Join us live this Wednesday, March 10th at 2 o'clock Eastern on the Stereo app and give us your take on your favorite teams, players, or whatever else may be on your mind. Stereo is the app for live social conversations, and we want to talk directly with you, our listeners. Each week, we'll be talking all things college hoops, and we are very excited to hear what you have to say and answer your questions. Just download Stereo from your favorite app store and follow me at John Rothstein to be notified every time we go live. Whether you just want to listen to more of the show or join the conversation, now is your chance. Don't waste time talking to your radio the old-fashioned way. Really, we can't hear you. Download the Stereo app today and follow me at John Rothstein. Download Stereo today and follow me at John Rothstein. Also want to remind you to subscribe to the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein on Apple Podcasts. We want to be your Bible for the college basketball season and beyond. We are the only college basketball podcast coming to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. Also want to remind you to check out the College Hoops Today fan page on Facebook. Give us a like, give us a review. Let us know what you think of the product we're bringing to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. And also a reminder to find and listen to the College Hoops Today podcast on all the popular podcast platforms. And get your game on this March with Bracket Fanatics. Bracket Fanatics is the only social betting app that can manage your bracket and bracket pool while also letting you send and accept bets for each round of the tournament. Plus, Bracket Fanatics is a true social networking app, so easily send smack talk to one or all players in your group. All you have to do is sign up and get started. Bracket Fanatics will even take care of collecting all entry fees and dispersing payments electronically, so you don't have to. No more chasing down players for money. The app does it for you. Bracket Fanatics is the only tournament app with the ability to let players bet on the outcome of each game in the tournament. You can even join a bracket after the tournament has started. And it's the best part. Why? Because it's totally free to use. Here's what I want you to do. Assemble your crew and sign up now at BracketFanatics.com. And don't forget to use code Rothstein to be entered into their $1,000 giveaway awarded at the end of the tournament to the player or bracket with the most wins throughout the dance. Only those using the code will be entered. Once again, pull up your favorite browser and visit BracketFanatics.com and use code Rothstein. Time now for our social media portion of the show. Send me your questions on Twitter. I'm at John Rothstein. It's John, J-O-N. We obviously want to get to all of your questions now because we are getting closer and closer to Selection Sunday. This is our last podcast before Selection Sunday. First question comes from Seth Swindle, and it's, John, what seed will Florida State be if they win the ACC tournament? I would say a 3. I think the Seminoles losing to Notre Dame and North Carolina right now have really, really halted some of the momentum they had in February. 2 or 3 for Florida State. I'm thinking more of a 3. Next question comes from Randy Stumpf, and it's, John, how nervous should Xavier be on Selection Sunday? Xavier has wins over Oklahoma, Toledo. Again, the team, obviously, it's a very good mid-major out of the MAC, and also Creighton. But Xavier has work to do at the Big East tournament. And remember, a year ago, before the tournament was canceled, Xavier lost to DePaul at the Big East tournament. I don't think the Musketeers would have been in the NCAA tournament last year had one happen. And our final question comes from Zach Zeman. It's, John, does West Virginia have that it factor to make it to the Sweet 16, Elite Eight, or further? They definitely do. And I want to point this out. West Virginia is going to have its highest NCAA tournament seed since 2010 when the Mountaineers went to the Final Four. Where was that Final Four? You guessed it, Indianapolis. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do, and I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. And 5 good nuggets this week are being brought to you by Body Armor Edge. Sports hydration with a boost of caffeine. With 100 milligrams of caffeine and 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes, Body Armor Edge is a boosted hydration for today's athletes. Now, let's get to those nuggets.
5 good nuggets.
5. 5.
6.
No, 5. But you were close.
Nugget number one, Flying V. Oregon is going to be vastly underseeded on Selection Sunday. I've been saying this for weeks. The Ducks won the Pac-12 regular season title on Sunday night. Look more like a 4 or a 5 seed than where they're going to be seeded. It'll be real interesting to see what the Ducks can be seeded on Selection Sunday. Again, just 6 days away. Nugget number two, hook 'em. Texas is going to enter the Big 12 tournament on a 3-game winning streak. They've won 4 of their last 5 games. The ceiling is still high for the Longhorns entering the postseason. Meanwhile, the Ramblers can rifle. If Loyola Chicago can make 3-point shots, it can be a second weekend team with the right matchup. Made 10 threes on Sunday against Drake in the MVC title game. They have great momentum, just like Texas. Again, the Longhorns entering the Big 12 tournament on a 3-game winning streak. Nugget number four, the Big Least. Right now, only 3 Big East teams are going to enter the NCAA tournament, assured of a berth in the NCAA tournament. Villanova, Creighton, and UConn. Those are the only 3 teams entering the Big East tournament this week at Madison Square Garden, I should say, assured of a berth in the NCAA tournament. Xavier still, though, very much in the consideration and on the bubble. Nugget number 5, bad MACtion. I still don't understand why the MAC, and that's the MAC with 2 A's, moved its title game from Monday night during championship week. There was precious real estate for that league early in the week before the power conferences got going. I will never understand that. I know there's a lot of logistics that go into that decision, but this really, really hurt the league, in my opinion. And a reminder that the College Hoops Today podcast being brought to you by my favorite sports drink, Body Armor, and their new sports drink plus caffeine called Body Armor Edge. With 100 milligrams of caffeine and 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes, Edge has Body Armor's proven hydration formula, now boosted with a kick of caffeine to keep you going through the last buzzer. Plus, it's got antioxidants, B vitamins, and no artificial sweeteners. flavors, or dyes. It's more than a sports drink. It's Body Armor Edge. Get your edge today. Now, let's get some games to watch.
Games to watch. Games to watch.
All of them. Watch all of the game because I've got three words for you. This is March. We hope you enjoyed this week's Stereo Podcast. If we left you wanting more, you're in luck. There's exclusive content, including maybe you, if you follow us over to the Stereo app. Join us this Wednesday, March 10th at 2 o'clock Eastern, where we will be talking all things college hoops and answering your questions live. Got a hot take on who could win it all? Well, we want to hear it. Download Stereo today and follow me at John Rothstein so you get notified every time we go live. Download Stereo today and follow me at John Rothstein. I'd like to thank Baylor head coach Scott Drew for joining the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. We'll be back next week with our special bracket breakdown edition. This was the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein.